Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge Podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Carefully Reckless, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. And just like that, we back on the air. What's up, y'all? It's Jess Hilarious, and welcome back to yet another Carefully Reckless episode with me. Listen, so I know I took like a week off. Your girl been busy as shit. You know, I got Reckless Discussions that premieres every Wednesday on YouTube at 7 p.m. So just make sure you check that out. That actually will be airing tonight. Tonight. And we got a whole new setup, whole new scenery. This time it will be only four of us. And that's just what it's going to be. Look, so I know I just recently went viral. Yes, I did. I almost got hit by a bus, and I could be RIP right now. You know, I really could. And I don't take anything away from that. The fact that it was a serious incident that could have been even more serious. Fatal, if you will. And this is what happened. Okay, so I was in LA for a series of 5 days, 6 days. And of course, I'm drinking, I'm getting caught up with what my friends. I was with my best friend, my brother, and my friend Quay. I'm name dropping because these people were influences as well. And yes, if you haven't been able to figure out yet, yes, I am a snitch. So I was with Prince, who is my brother. I was with Jolana. Her name is Jolanita on Instagram. That's my best friend. Joey is what we call her. And Quaylen, better known as TT. Blame it on Quay on Instagram. It's his Instagram handle. I love all three of these motherfucking people. I was drinking. Yes, we had just got finished turning up, having fun, eating. We pull up to a light. There is a bus on the right of me. Now I need y'all to understand something. We were listening to Mario at first. Yeah, Baltimore's own Mario. I want to know your name, man. I want to know if you got a man. I want to know. We was listening to that. We was vibing and shit. We was getting, oh, baby. Like, we was going in, right? And then you know that part that be like, you can't call me anytime you like. Like, you know, that's everybody's part, right? When the beat, the breakdown of the beat and shit. But then my best friend Joey, she turned on the song Berserk. Now, that is by Big Sean and ASAP Ferg. One of the most dopest collabs that you may not even know you need, but I need y'all to listen to this fucking song. Like, stream that shit. I don't give a fuck who is making all the money off this shit. That shit is brilliant. The song Berserk by Big Sean featuring ASAP Ferg. That is my whole entire shit right there. It's not my favorite song, but that's my shit, okay? My favorite song is Busta Rhymes, Put Your Hands Where My Eyes Can See. But That is my shit now. You got to understand, there are different levels of high. I was not like only intoxicated. I was intoxicated. I was high as shit from edibles.
Mm-hmm.
And I might even smoke the blunt or two. Who the fuck knows, right? Now, she played that song. And when that fucking hook just come on, that shit, what? Drop down. You a freak. Bend it over. Touch your cheeks. Shake your booty. I know it's little, but unique. That's my shit right there, right? So I get out and I start it. Boom, boom. Now we're at a light. I get out. I start shaking my ass. I boom, but I boom, but I boom, boom, boom. Like shaking it for the 99 and the 2000s, girl. And no sooner than I moved my hand, the bus was taking the goddamn door. Now look, it was the bus driver's fault all day. Let me tell you why. Because if you go and actually look at the fucking video, you can see that the bus wasn't even moving at the beginning of the video. The light turned green as I was in mid twerk. Okay, so I'm looking up at the light. I see it turn green. I'm about to get my ass back in the car. The bus started driving. Yes, he did. Now, he was already a little bit of feet past my car. However, if I would have opened the door and seen that I could touch the bus with my car door, I would not have twerked. And I'm saying that to say he was not close to me. He merged over, like he moved over a little bit, and probably didn't notice. He was probably looking in the driver mirror. You know what I'm saying? He was probably looking in the mirror. But one thing for sure, two things for certain, it was not my fault. I'm not justifying what the fuck I did, because you're never supposed to hop out of a car and twerk at a light in the middle of the road. I don't give a fuck if you're in the middle of a desert and ain't no cars coming, bitch. Don't do that. Don't do that. So that is not what I am influencing anybody to do. And nor am I trying to justify my reckless endangerment, because that's exactly what it was. I was in the street twerking, drunk as a motherfucker. That's what it is. All right. But that motherfucking driver saw me. He saw me. And even if he didn't see me, he merged over. And that's just what it is. He just and took my goddamn door. That's what it was. And yes, that was a 2021 Maserati SUV. I was pissed about it, but it was like, all right, cool. Fuck it. I got two options. I can act like I was driving, or I can just tell the truth about it. Either way, it wasn't my motherfucking fault, right? Now listen, this is going to be a very expensive mistake on my end. And I mean mistake, because I didn't mean for that to happen. I knew exactly what the fuck I was doing. You know what I'm saying? I knew exactly what I was doing. That's not my first time hopping out of a car at a light to berserk. Hence my best friend Joey for playing it every single time. I've done that. But like, I've jumped on car roofs before and danced to the song. That's just what the song does to me. So, Big Sean, if you're going to be in the goddamn comments shaking your head and putting your hand over your fucking face, nigga, also thank yourself for such a banger that it got bitches out here doing this shit. All right? Because that's influence. All right? Shout out to ASAP Ferg as well. I know a lot of people were worried about me. I do know that. So for those people, I want to say I am sorry, because the very next day I made a jest with the mess. And y'all know, I don't ever feel like I'm too good to be talked about. Shit, I'm going, if something happened, something hit the blogs about me, or if it's any type of controversial trouble, I'm going to let y'all know what it is right then and there. Like, I don't give a fuck. I may take a few hours. I might have to think about the do's and the don'ts of my actions and all the consequences and shit. But I always can admit when I was wrong, and I definitely was wrong. Along with the bus driver, but I can definitely take accountability. No, you're never supposed to be to the point of drunkenness where you do things uncontrollably, you know, and I knew exactly what the fuck I was doing. But would I have done that sober? Would I have done that without liquor? No, I wouldn't have. Honestly, I wouldn't have. Or maybe I would have, but just maybe in like a parking lot or some shit like that. Last time I jumped out of a car responsibly is when I was doing the Go Crazy challenge by Chris Brown or whatever. Remember that shit? That shit, the Go Crazy where they had you jumping out the fucking car and shit. I did that. I didn't do the Drake one. The Kiki, do you love me? Like, nah. I went with Chris on that one. I'm saying all this to say, just be very fucking careful. Be careful. Even if you have friends around you that are doing shit, you know, that you don't approve of, that don't mean you got to do it. You know what I'm saying? Even if you are easily influenced while under influence, then maybe you don't need to be drinking or you don't need to be doing any type of drugs. Hold up, hold up. I know this shit getting good, but listen to just a couple seconds of a commercial. If you love me, you'll listen.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess. The 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again. The First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances. And the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything. A moment that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these very moments.
The last couple of years has been the hardest season of our marriage for sure. I'm surprised our marriage survived it. I think we both are. I think we both were barely holding on. Nothing compares to how hard this is.
Their stories are full of candor, awe, and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change.
True behavior change is really identity change. Every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become.
Listen to A Slight Change of Plans on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this week on Call Chelsea Peretti, we have Blake Anderson, and it's definitely worth a listen for moments such as...
Yeah, it's crazy. You didn't realize how much Sporks had to...
change the game.
Yeah.
What is the relationship between Sweden, Stockholm, and Norway?
That's a great question.
Do you know that a caller called and says he has something called Fantasia's disease where you can't visualize anything?
Fantasia? I have that.
What the actual...
What? You do? Anytime an animal becomes rabid, all bets are off. It's the aggressor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to go ahead and get you.
It's going to find where you're at. It's going to see you going potty, and it's going to approach.
It's going to come on ahead and towards you and get you. Listen to Call Chelsea Peretti on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, the show Euphoria, guys, the show Euphoria. I want to talk about that for a second, and I know this is very random, but it goes hand in hand. Okay, so first of all, shout out to Zendaya. She is absolutely killing this fucking role. She kills everything she touches in a good way. I love it. She's just amazing actress, if you will. And then shout out also to Drake. I just recently learned that Drake is actually one of the producers on the show Euphoria. So that's actually great. That's something that I did not even know. My thing is, it's a great show, not taking anything away from it. It's also a very vivid reality of what millennials experience, you know, with going to school and with peer pressure and just trying to find who they are, you know what I mean? So I definitely do want to pinpoint that. However, I feel like a lot of the scenes and a lot of the shit that they go through and as much drugs as they take and all the shit that be happening on there, I wouldn't really put that shit in high school. I would say that's like college campus type shit. That's not even like, oh my God. Like that's the only problem I have with the show is that it definitely don't describe high school. That's not high school. I'm talking about like you got all types of sex, which is in high school. You got all types of drugs and shit. That is in high school. But Zendaya done died like 4 fucking times. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm talking about OD on top of OD on top of OD. You know, and then you got like all these real life situations with these kids selling drugs. And then you got these fucking underaged fucking girls looking grown and shit. Now listen, it may seem like I'm describing real life as it is right now in high school, but no, you gotta watch the show. So I'm gonna ask you guys, and it's on demand. If you got cable, it's on demand. If not, go over your friend's house and watch this shit. It's a really good show. I just don't think it should take place in a high school. Now look, when I was in high school, I tried all types of drugs. But that's what it was. I was trying it. These are already fucking dope fiends on the show in high school. Now, it was a lot of fiend out kids. Now, mind you, I remind you guys, I went to a predominantly white high school, as I've spoken about previously. Now, yeah, of course, there were, you know, some cracked out kids or, you know, some junkie kids or what have you. But like, I don't know. That shit is way different. Is way different, you know. In high school, in my days, I can only speak from my experience because I've only lived my life. I tried drugs there. I had fun with it. Some things I tried, some things I didn't. Some things I seen other people try and I seen them react a certain way and I didn't want to try it. I partied. I didn't have sex until later, but you know what I mean? Like my friends were having sex, whatever. It didn't make me curious enough to want to do that. So I didn't right away. You know what I mean? I actually lost my virginity at 18. So it's like, okay. You know what I mean? I wasn't really hot in my ass until I was like a senior for sure. But I have no fucking idea why the show has to be so directly centered around what high school students do. And I seen Zendaya put out sort of like a disclaimer, like, guys, I don't... pretty much like, although I'm doing this show, this doesn't mean that drugs is cool and that this is what you need to do to fit in high school and all that shit. But honestly, if you watch that shit, you ain't going to want to, if you're a parent, but honestly, if you watch that shit and you're a parent of a teenager in high school, even in middle school, you ain't going to want to, you ain't really going to appreciate that shit too much. You're not going to want your children to watch that shit. Your teenagers, especially if it's already one that's fucking up or one that ain't. Any type of predicament that you are in as a teenager, if your parents watch that shit, you ain't supposed to, they ain't going to have you watching that shit. And that's really what it is. Because on the show, it's making it seem like this shit is cool. This shit is fucking cool. We can get away with this. You know, and kids are so impressionable nowadays more than ever that I think shows like that, like, honestly, I'm surprised that in today's world, they actually cancel comedians for certain jokes, but they got shows like this. You know what I'm saying? Not saying it should be taken off of TV, but I'm just saying y'all want us to limit the shit that we make fun of, but you got shows like that on TV? Like, what? Huh? Y'all actually got a grown-ass woman to play Maddie on the show. She looks like a grown woman easily. Nice figure, beautiful girl, like I'm talking about, but looks like she got a couple kids of her own. And there are actual men who fantasize over this character. Like, but what does that make him? Does that make him a pedophile? Or does that, because she's playing the role of a high school girl? Or what, like, what does that, you know what I'm saying? Like, all types of shit. Maybe I'm just looking too deep into it, but that's why this is Carefully Reckless, and I'm going to do that. I don't give a fuck. But I ain't going to lie. I'm a personal fan of the show, and I do fuck with it. I just, if I could change anything, would change the fact that they're in high school. I would put their ass in college. I would make everybody over 18, honestly. And if you are an avid Euphoria watcher and you feel like you can relate to a lot of this shit and you are a teenager, I'm not taking anything away from your life. I'm really not. I'm not taking anything away from your experiences in your life, but you need to go get help if you are in any of these predicaments that are in the show. Please go get help now. Seriously. A lot of teenagers can feel lost these days trying to find yourself, and with the internet being as influencing as it's ever been in life over our babies and our kids and shit like that, I really feel like parents need to step in more. Me as a parent, my son is 9. I'm still stepping in more. I don't care. This shit starts early. They have access to everything now. You know, even with parental locks and all that shit, like, kids got access to every single thing now. It wasn't like that when I was growing up. And we honestly can't stop it. You know, these kids got laptops. Even if you got a phone that you paying for as a parent and you take that shit away, they got laptops in school. They are more on the internet now surfing the web than we've ever have, you know, than they ever been able to. So than they've ever been able to do as well. Everything is like internet generated. You know what I'm saying? Like, my son can literally, if I let him, watch TikTok all day, watch YouTube all day. You think they're not on there looking at shit that we don't permit them to look at? You know, and whatever they don't see in our presence, they're going to see in somebody else's, you know, when they're away from us. You know, you got strict mom households, and then you got the household of lenient dads. Then you got two parent homes where one parent is more lenient than the other. Wherever, however your kid is raised, they're going to be privy to so much more than we were growing up. And we can't stop it, sadly. And on that note, I want to take a moment of silence for Regina King's baby boy who just took his own life, and he is now deceased. And the amount of pain I know that comes out of that for her is just unbearable. You know, losing a child is hard. Losing a parent is hard. I've never lost either. So I could never imagine or understand how she feels. You understand? I just respect, and I give my condolences. So let's just really, really give 5 to 10 seconds to Regina King and anyone else's child who has taken their lives. And that was the moment of silence for all the moms, all the dads who have lost their child to suicide. And I'm going to leave it on this note. Be involved. Be involved. I myself wasn't even as involved as I should have been in my 9-year-old's life a year ago. You know, that's what this pandemic has also taught me. Get to know your children, because the cell phone and the internet is their new teacher now. Seriously, they spend more. It used to be that your kids would spend more time with their teacher than you. Now it's the kids spend more time on the internet than with their teacher and you. You understand? So be more involved. Even if it gets on your kids' nerves, like, especially these teenagers, these babies are just trying to find their way. If you have a teen that's too quiet, that gives you one word answers all the time, sit their asses down. Tell me, what can I do to make you talk to me? Even if you are, you know, just an introvert kid, whatever, you're my kid. You came for me. What can I do to get through to you? What do I have to do? I need to talk to you. You know, provide your kid with examples. Like Regina King's son taking his own life. Talk to your kids about that. That could be them. You know, it's a lot more kids anticipating suicide than ever before. Nowadays, the internet has a lot to do with that. Influence has a lot to do with that. Peer pressure has a lot to do with that. Drugs have a lot to do with that. This music has a lot to do with that. What they see on TV, a lot to do with that. You can be a lot to do with that too. You can have a lot to do with that as well. Step in, get them therapy, but it starts with you. Don't just go, oh, I think my kid need to go to therapy. No, you try to get through to them first. And then if it's not successfully executed, then you go try to find a therapist, please. Because we need these babies, because we need more generations after them. And I feel like they're dying off and killing themselves off more than other generations that are dying from like COVID and other health issues or whatever. I always say it's worse if you take your own life. That means you didn't think about what you meant to other people, and you definitely didn't value yourself. So that's very important for us to do as a community, as parents, as friends, check on people. And I'm going to end that with, I'm thanking y'all for checking on me, the people who are seriously worried about me. I am okay. I don't have whiplash. I don't nothing. I know I was moving a little stiff in the video the next day after almost being hit by the bus, but that's because this goddamn girl in LA braided my goddamn neck up in these braids. My shit hurting like a motherfucker still to this day. But I love y'all, and I know y'all love me, and I know that's why y'all gonna always make sure just the mess is good so my news can stay real. And that brings us to the end of yet another Carefully Reckless episode with your girl. Tune in every week, every Wednesday, hump day. Peace. Carefully Reckless is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.